all your years of service to the town, for all the things you've done for the town, and I do hope to see you again, and certainly on this day next year, correct?
George Spivey says he's grateful for the recognition, although helping others is something he says he does by nature.
So to be honored for something that we do every day, something that I've learned to do from my youth, from my upbringing in the church, and from my upbringing from my parents in the community, an award or acknowledgement is special, but I will continue to do my work without any honors or awards whatsoever.
Spivey grew up in a small town in rural New Jersey, where he says most people thought their lives were limited to the town's borders. He recalls how his high school principal helped him expand his own vision.
He said, well, there's a college called Dartmouth College. I had never heard of Dartmouth College, but he said, why don't you apply? And I applied, and I was accepted, and it was always the giving back. So I'm trying to do for everyone else, especially young people, what the older people did for me back then, helping students to look beyond what they can see.
In his long career, the 67-year-old Spivey has been involved in a number of outreach programs, including the NAACP and No Place for Hate, a program launched by the Anti-Defamation League to dispel discrimination. He's also heavily involved with the nationwide mentoring organization Concerned Black Men, which now has 30 chapters nationwide. David Harrison works with Spivey in the Cape Cod chapter.
I mean, Mr. Spivey is the backbone. I'm just going to be honest. I mean, you know, he has a great relationship with the community, and that's what we want our boys to be involved in the community, and his relationship and the way people look at Mr. Spivey and respect Mr. Spivey really helps this program to branch out in this community.
Harrison jokingly says that now his organization will get all of Spivey's time.
Now that he's retired, all his time is ours now, you know, hopefully, because, you know, he's been over to a couple of sessions that we've had, and he spoke to the boys, and they really enjoy hearing Mr. Spivey talk about the things that he's done.
Reverend Jonathan Drury is pastor at Falmouth First Congregational Church. Standing in the breakfast line, he says he admires the work Spivey has done to enrich the community.
You know, his recognition that we still have work to do when it comes to diversity training and ensuring that there's no place for hate. Not to abuse a phrase, but I think there's some real truth in advertising with that.
Lionel Hall works on the Falmouth Affirmative Action Committee with Spivey.
George is a fantastic gentleman. He had my daughter in school, a great role model and a great supporter. And I think that one of the people that actually has made the programs in Falmouth what they are.
Across the hall, music teacher Janine Kelly preps her students for a special musical surprise.
George Spivey doesn't know it yet, but we're dedicating What a Wonderful World to George.
Spivey beams from the sidelines, clearly appreciative of the young singer's effort. Later, the audience rises to its feet to join in singing the final song. Spivey says he takes inspiration from two of his heroes, Nelson Mandela and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and that on this day, Dr. King's words of inspiration resonate with particular clarity.
We're continuing on with this message, and it's a message that we should repeat every day.
For WCAI, I'm Brian Morris in Falmouth.